Track 4. Meg Woods. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. Materials used: faux fur, lamé, sequined polyester mesh, lace, and fishing muppets. Dating from 2020. Meg's work is a banner measuring 165 by 129 centimetres. It hangs on a creamy partition wall in the gallery. Against a shimmering purple background, in capital letters are stitched the words in white, "If you don't laugh," and then underneath, in pink, "You'll cry." If we move closer to the banner, we notice that the overall rectangular background is a shimmering silvery fabric with a square of shiny purple filling most of its dimensions. The white letters have black markings on them, rather like the fur of a Dalmatian or a cow's hair. Along the bottom of the banner are seven small tassels, gold or pink or silvery. These are actually used in fishing and are known as fishing muppets. Meg tells us the base fabric is spandex lamé, like the fabric used for dance costumes. The letters are made out of a short length faux fur and attached to the sequin mesh fabric using an aerosol spray adhesive. The banner's attached to the wall by a wooden pole. I like the idea of people touching my work, even if it gets a little grubby, as the fabrics are all different textures and the faux fur is really soft and calming, almost like stroking a cat. My practice evolved from sitting in my former studio after intense therapy sessions and allowing myself the opportunity to process and be open with others about the issues I face with my mental health, while rejecting the depressing narrative of depression, which is often dark colours and macabre imagery. Mental illness often means becoming accustomed to conflicting ideas and concepts and feelings and internal dialogue. Visually, I'm inspired by garish colour combinations and textures, which is in part an influence from growing up in a colourful seaside town and a nod to my own identity within queer culture. The phrase, "If you don't laugh, you'll cry," was a mantra of sorts my mum would use quite frequently to embody different scenarios we'd find ourselves in. And it's something I repeat often to myself when I'm struggling or after a struggle passes. I worked intuitively, selecting materials I had to hand, including the glittery fishing muppets lining the bottom of the banner that caught my eye in a local shop when I was visiting my hometown of Cleethorpes. Meg's contact details are as follows. Her email is mbwetc@gmail.com, and she's on Instagram at Meg Woods. Meg answered the following questions. Where in the north are you based? I've been based in Salford for the last 8 years. What does living in the north mean to you? I feel a sense of pride living in the north. My family are from Hartlepool, and I grew up in Cleethorpes, next door to Grimsby, a town that's been the butt of many jokes over the years. I find that people in the north are very open about their struggles and are always on hand to celebrate successes. What inspires you? I find people and their stories endlessly fascinating, and hope that viewers get a sense of this from my work, which is autobiographical and based on my journey of recovery and the occasional relapse, with mental illness. Artists who bare their souls in their work inspire me to continue creating as a form of connecting with others, even if it is just for a brief moment as they're scrolling down their Instagram feed.